Mr. Chairman, for allowing me to sit here first of all. I really appreciate all your support in helping us fight for fair trade deals. I believe in open markets, but I also believe strongly we got to change the way the rules of trade have been operating. And I know, Ambassador, you mentioned earlier that trade policy doesn't cure diseases. It's for economic prosperity. My concern is economic prosperity for who? But also, when you look at doesn't cure diseases, no, it probably doesn't. But what it has done, it has caused, for those who are affected by layoffs because of our poor trade deals, it has caused divorces, it has caused drug and alcohol abuse, it has caused individuals who I've known personally who worked in the mill for 20 years who got laid off because of unfair trade policy 50 years old, end up in a hospital with a heart attack. Not only have they lost their jobs, they're unable to get unemployment because they can't work because they're in the hospital. I want to thank you, Mr. Dobbs, for speaking out on this issue and helping educate the American public of how devastating these trade policies can be for our economy. And I have a couple of quick questions. The first is fast-track delegation. What's your thoughts on that? Should Congress reauthorize fast-track? My question for Ambassador Hill, and I read your statement actually twice, and I'm just amazed at your statement when you said the results have been spectacular. And I come to realize after reading it twice that we don't hang around in the same circles. I worked in the mill for over 28 years at Great Northern Paper Company. Ambassador Hill has been a principal negotiator for NAFTA. NAFTA has devastated Maine's economy. We've lost over 23% of our manufacturing base alone in the last 4 or 5 years. In your testimony, you proclaim that trade has greatly helped our economy, but you also say that workers' frustration is at an all-time high. And I know this personally, having worked at the mill. In one of our labor market areas, we had over 33% unemployment rate. These workers do believe that trade policies have crippled our economy. So my question for you, Ambassador Hill, is since you negotiated NAFTA, and it might have seemed right at the time, seeing what NAFTA has done, would you renegotiate NAFTA again, and how would you change NAFTA, if at all? Ambassador Hill?
I think the North American Free Trade Agreement has permitted the integration of our economies. It did not create the jobs that were projected in Mexico, I think largely because of the peso crisis that was exactly the same year following the ratification of the NAFTA. There are some things that the government of Mexico should do that, for example, they could take two pages from our book that would stimulate growth. One is the highway system. The South is literally cut off from the North, and the North grows 10 times faster than the South. And the GI Bill of Rights. They have a deficit of education. Were they to address these issues, I think Mexico would be much better off. Clearly, it's been an enormous success with Canada, and our trade has exploded. Are there problems in the hemisphere? Absolutely. Can we address them? I think we can. I think we have to be very careful to lay blame at the door of any one policy or look to any single policy as being a cure for the problems. These are complicated issues.
Mr. Dobbs, should we renew Fast Track? And if so, should it be changed?
Absolutely not. I hate to equivocate. But I think the idea of this Congress continuing to cede its constitutional authority, prerogative, and responsibility to the executive is absolute nonsense. Again, the idea of 31 consecutive years of deficit, record deficits, and whether we're talking about Maine, Ohio, or any number of states, majority of states in this country, that have seen the ill effects of what many corporate elites I believe, has been a beneficial relationship as a result of NAFTA or other bilateral, regional, and multilateral trade agreements. It is incredible to me that this Congress would even consider relegating that authority to this president or any other, in point of fact. The idea that Ambassador Hills would speak, as so many do, of the integration of our economies in reference to the North American Free Trade Agreement, should send chills down the spines of everyone in this room and in this Congress and every American, in my opinion. NAFTA was not supposed to be about the integration of economies and societies or the creation of a customs union. That is precisely the intent of this administration. It is the intent of a number of our corporate and bureaucratic and academic elites in this country. It should be, I would urge this Congress to maintain great vigilance of what is being done in the name of Security and Prosperity Partnership and NAFTA. The potential for greater calamity exists. But I would also, again, just say, I cannot imagine a circumstance in which approval of fast-track authority or trade promotion authority is either constitutional, or responsible, or reasonable, or in the interest of anyone in this country, given 31 years of history.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.